Len, we're getting close to winding it down to the end of the season. We've got this week and one more, and then we'll take our holiday break for a couple of weeks before we're back in 2021 with Zeman Spears podcast series 2021 Volume 1 coming out somewhere around January 13th, 14th or so. But, you know, it's the push right now, Len. It is the push to go out and get your holiday shopping done. And if you are still shopping for your favorite golfer, the one thing that I have noticed is that if you wanted to order it online, you've probably missed the deadline to do so. So that means you have to go out and go to a brick and mortar store, a golf course, a pro shop, a retail golf place to get it done. I know the malls have been much more crowded the last 2 days as people are realizing that if they purchase Christmas gifts online, they are not going to arrive by Christmas. But I think Christmas shopping is going to kick into full gear for the next week. And if you want golf presents, you're going to have to go somewhere and buy them.
Well, you know, I tell you, there's a couple of things that have come on the market that accommodate our Chicago friends. Zero Friction, which is based in Oakbrook Terrace. I looked on them as a company that did a very good job of manufacturing golf gloves, but they're doing some new things this year that, you know, our local Chicago people should know about. They've come out with a good-looking new golf bag, a lightweight golf bag that weighs less than 5 pounds. It's a standing bag. I really liked it. I've got to see it up close and personal, but it was it really looked good. And they're also now getting into laser rangefinder technology. So Zero Friction has been well received at the Florida Merchandise Show the last couple of years, and it's growing. So it's something we could all look out for. Also, I got a more unusual one from partly. It's called Golf Words. It's more of a game in which you practice putting. The reason I bring it up as a local event is because one of the operators is from Barrington. It's created by a guy who does board games, David Hoyt, in working with a club pro from Washington, Don Parker. So it's something different. You practice your putting by rolling the ball in targets and forming words on a carpet that's across your, you lay it down on the floor. Sounds like fun, but you know, it's something a little different. If you're looking for something a little different, that might be just something. You can always, of course, my out on golfers is always to buy golf balls. So, you know, you can never go wrong with those. But it's going to be an interesting one. My son-in-law, he wants a fancy new putter. So I guess we're going to have to think about that as well. I would be reluctant to buy any clubs for anybody. I'd rather give them gift certificates or whatever to go and get it, because that's such a personal thing. But golf balls, you can never lose on those.
Len, another thing that's very exciting, and they sell some of the best golf apparel and other merchandise in town, is our good friends at the Mistwood Golf Club and or the Mistwood Golf Dome. And tomorrow, a year-end blowout sale, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., at Mistwood Golf Club on golf apparel. And some items will be up to 70% off. So you can't go wrong there. And I think a lot of golfers, if you're still shopping, head over to Mistwood and see what they're pushing out for their year-end holiday sale. I highly recommend it. And while you're there, you can pick up some food to go from McWethy's Tavern. Right now, I believe there is no dining inside, but if you want to sit out in the car or outside, the sun is supposed to be out. It's supposed to be in the low 40s tomorrow, so we hope that if you're grabbing some food over at McWethy's Tavern, where I've seen some interesting promotions regarding some of the food that's there, get a McWethy's 100 can of beer to go. And there's some new rib specials over at McWethy's Sports Bar in the Dome and the famed chicken wings. So plenty of good food if you're at either one of McWethy's Tavern or McWethy's Sports Bar, not to mention the year-end Christmas sale tomorrow in the Pro Shop. And I highly recommend it. It is tomorrow only from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you have more questions, visit mistwoodgolfgc.com, or even you can probably learn more at mistwoodgolfdome.com. But again, some great opportunities to pick up some golf apparel and things tomorrow over at Mistwood.
You never go wrong at Mistwood, be it dining, be it playing golf, or be it socializing or learning about buying new equipment. This was a great place, and I'm sure that the sale tomorrow will be a huge success.
This past week, I went over to Club Champion in Willowbrook, their home base and corporate headquarters over there, to see a little bit more of what they are doing in terms of club fitting. And you can, right now, get specials. There's holiday specials up to 50% off on some fittings. And also, it's a great way to learn about the club fitting process. And a lot of people, maybe they're going to get money. Maybe they're going to get a gift card. Maybe over the holidays, they're going to say it's a good time to go take a look at all of these new clubs that have come out a little earlier than normal due to the fact that the PGA Merchandise Show at the end of January is not going to be a real show this year. It's going to be virtual. As a matter of fact, what clubs have done equipment manufacturers have done is they're taking advantage of the equipment buying boom that's been going on this summer and this fall and getting some of the new product out to consumers in advance of the holidays. And I would just like to explain to anybody that's going to a club fitting, just because you're going to a club fitting does not mean you have to buy a brand new full set of clubs at that time. You can take a look at the numbers. You can take a look at the recommendations. You can go home and try to figure it out. And club fitters aren't just going to try and sell you a full set of clubs. But if you ask them and say, hey, which part of my bag should I replace first? They might tell you, you know what, grab a driver this year, get new irons next year. Also, putter fittings. A lot of golfers feel that putters are all about feel. And if you get on a floor or a practice green or a putting green and you go roll a couple putts and they go in the hole, hey, I'm all set. But no, it's not always that simple. And the virtual green and over $40,000 practice putting indoor putting aid is outstanding. And you can shape the green to fit the brakes to go in different directions, the speed to go differently. There's only three of them in the state of Illinois, as a matter of fact. Two of them are in private residences, so the only one the public has access to is at the Willowbrook Club Champion store on Route 83 at 75th Street. It's really something if you've never been on this before, but you can find out answers to questions about your golf clubs. Did you buy clubs a year ago? And you're wondering, geez, should I buy the new stuff, the latest and greatest? Is it really going to help my game? Whether you go to one fitting place or another, what they are going to be able to tell you is that the new clubs, yeah, well, okay, maybe it's better than what you have, but do you need to invest $500 in a new driver to gain on the average 2 to 3 yards? Do you need to buy a new set of irons to gain a couple of yards? So, as a matter of fact, sometimes adjustments can be done to your current clubs. And as I learned with some of my clubs, a slight little adjustment, which was made right there in studio to my current putter, allowed for a little bit of an improvement on the loft. We didn't even have to send it out anywhere to get it fixed. Also, do you need new grips, especially on putters? Do you need a bigger grip than you currently have? Bigger grips on putters allow for less hand twisting during your putting stroke, will help keep your ball on line to the hole. So there's different things that can be done to clubs. Sometimes it's a matter of you don't need to get rid of the clubs, but especially on your drivers and fairway woods or metals, might be a matter of just getting a new shaft. I learned that on my driver was currently better than some of the new models that had come out, but they did recommend that I upgrade the shaft to gain an extra 12 to 15 yards of distance off the tee. So I'm hopeful that we can do that and make a couple equipment changes going into 2021 without actually having to go out and buy new clubs.
Well, you know, that's a real beauty of golf this time of the year, Rory, is that there is such a variety of options for things you can get as presents, as gifts, as celebration of the holidays. And they come in all sizes, all shapes, and most important, it fits almost any expense account somewhere or other, for all price ranges. It's golf's one that it makes it easy to just, if you got a golfer that you're buying for, it should be pretty easy. You have a lot of options out there.
Another place to learn a little bit more about new clubs is going to be on the Golf Scene TV show hosted by our friend Steve Cashel. The first edition of their winter Christmas holiday golf show will air at 6 o'clock on Sunday nights here locally on Chicago, NBC Sports Chicago. I know they're doing some things there to take a look at some of the new equipment on the market. And if you miss it on Sunday night and you need a mulligan, check in on the Golf Scene's website or on their Facebook page. You can get the full schedule of when the show is going to repeat. We'll also have some of that here on our Sunday news column at golfersongolf.com. But it's always great to see what they put together for the holiday golf show. And Steve has informed me that this year there will be limited commercials, much like the Masters. So there will be more content than ever on a Golf Scene golf show program.
Yeah, Steve has kept his show going for a long, long time. He's a real veteran in the way of golf broadcasting, and always good stuff on Steve's show. So I wish I could see it being here in Florida. I'm afraid that won't be possible, but I'm sure it's going to be worthwhile because Steve's shows always are.
Well, another thing that we should discuss, and you know, we love to talk about the Mistwood Golf Dome, which I really feel is Chicago's premier indoor golf facility. I was in there yesterday, got a chance to catch up with some of the professional staff that was there. I talked with Dan Phillips and also had an opportunity to see a head golf professional from Mistwood Golf Club, Frank Hohenadel, teaching professional Nicole Giray, who called this good news or not, but she's just had a birthday, and she's going to be eligible for the USGA Senior Women's Open next year. So we wish her good luck on that front. But a lot of things going on over at the Dome. They're all set up to do all the lessons and things over there, and club fittings as well. Mistwood, an excellent place to get a club fitting. One of the top 100 club fitters rated by Golf Digest in all of America. But there are plenty of indoor golf facilities springing up. Some clubs are putting simulators in their golf course clubhouses where people can actually go there and play a little golf on the simulator. Schaumburg Golf Club, one of them. And I know that there's a few other courses that are starting to find ways to be a year-round golf facility and give lessons or play some golf or have an indoor golf league on a simulator during the cold months ahead of us. So get out and take advantage of this. Check in with your local club. Also, some of the other golf domes are open, including we're hearing a lot from Chad Johansson, the Blackberry Oaks general manager and head golf professional, and they've got the golf operation up and running just around the corner from Blackberry Oaks over in Yorkville at the Go For It Sports Dome on Galena Avenue, and plenty of places, simulators, and other things there to take advantage of, and also they have some ideas for holiday gifts as well. And in fact, Chad just sent us the schedule for Blackberry Oaks next year, including the dates for the Blackberry Amateur and different things. So as soon as we have a chance to break those down, we'll have them out on the website. And Lenzeem, you and I will have to talk about that a little bit more in our season-ending edition of the Zeem and Spears podcast series coming up next week.
Yeah, you know, it sure seems like this year has gone in a way fast. I mean, we've certainly put out in a new venture here. Plenty of things to talk about in golf. There is one thing we should not forget about on this one, is that there still is one major championship out there. The LPGA is playing its group championship, which is like their tour championship, closer to me here in Naples, Florida. And CME, a Chicago-based financial firm that has stuck around and supported the women's final climax to their season for quite a while. But there's an odd one going on with that tournament. They expanded the field this year to accommodate more players because of the pandemic. They went from 60 to 72 players. Two of those, they allowed two sponsor exemptions this year. And, you know, funniest thing, they did not they don't have in the field either the U.S. Women's Open champion, Aileen Kim, or the British Open Women's champion, Sofia Popov. Said the sponsor exemptions went to Natalie Gulbis, who's been a very popular player for many years, maybe on the downside of her career, and Sarah Kemp, who is a representative and ambassador for CME. So this is going to be a good tournament. It ends on Sunday, and then our big tournaments, they're all done until January. But this last one, last LPGA event of the season, kind of had a strange start to it with the sponsor exemption choices.
Glenn, another thing that we need to mention, we're going to preview it a little bit here. I just got off the phone a little while ago with the immediate past president of Medina Country Club, Michael Simo, who really brought us up to speed on what's going to happen in regards to the renovation process of Medina's championship course number 3. I've learned a lot more there. We've got the lowdown on how they got hooked up with former U.S. Open champion Jeff Ogilvie's firm in Australia. And Jeff has been on the property, of course, having played Medina in the past. He also came in for a visit while he was in the United States this summer and playing in a tournament. However, the rest of his team has never been to Medina. And a lot of things that they have recommended to the club are based on what they've seen from videos and or heard from Jeff. But it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Right now, the club has an agreement with OCM on a plan, infrastructure master plan going forward. However, at this time, they still do not have a guarantee that they will be the firm being used for renovation work, which could come up down the road. Also, at this time, Medina is very happy to be getting the President's Cup. I learned a lot more about what went into the process of the club getting that. They are very excited to have that event for a couple of different reasons, and we'll share more of that with you on the Golfers on Golf website coming up next week. Also, Len Zeem, you and I will we'll have a lot to talk about as we break down the 45-minute conversation that I had with Michael Simo, who was also the club's bid leader to the PGA Tour to land the President's Cup. And also he's, as I mentioned, a past president of the club, and he's also a part of the group that is has traveled to see OCM's work in Texas, down in Fort Worth, Texas, at the Shady Oaks Country Club, a course that was home to Ben Hogan for so many years. And some of the work that was done at that club over the years was changes and recommendations made by Hogan himself. So there'll be a lot to talk about after we analyze a little bit more about what Michael Simo had to say.
Well, this is shapes up as being just a great climax to a year in which a year that was very strange for golfers, but a good year for the way the sport reacted to the pandemic. The golf probably did more than any other sport to help the world, at least the American world, deal with this horrible thing. And this is going to be a real high at the end to hear what Michael has to say about for everybody to hear what he has to say about this great President's Cup coming up in a few years at Medina, where I think everybody's going to enjoy it a lot.
Len, I'll bet you didn't know this because it seems like all the talk is about one guy and his son, but there is a father-son, father-daughter, mother-daughter, parent-child golf outing this week in Florida. No fans, of course, being allowed in. It's a little outing. But European Ryder Cup captain Padraig Harrington and his son are teaming up. It's interesting to see the pros that are pairing up with their kids to play in this event. But I bet nobody knew Padraig Harrington and Paddy Jr. and his son. They're playing in the tournament this week. And I'm sure nobody's heard that because it seems like it's all been about one particular twosome so far.
Well, I tell you, Tiger, of course, is playing with his boy Charlie, and it makes for a kind of an interesting photo shoot, at least with them hitting balls together. The boy has a great swing for an 11-year-old. I tell you, I have been to this event this and it's really grown, and it's kind of a fun thing to go to, because it used to be basically a father-son event, but now Annika Sorenstam has been playing with her dad. Jack Nicklaus is playing with all of his grandchildren. So it's got a lot of variety to it, and I think the team that should really be the one that's playing opposite the Woods in the first round is Justin Thomas and his dad, who's his instructor and a longtime top club pro in Kentucky. So it's really part of the what we all call the silly season in golf. But this one will be it's a 2-round event Saturday and Sunday, and I think a lot of people will be watching, and it'll be fun. But it's not. I'm more looking forward to the real thing when the Tournament of Champions and stuff begins in January.
Len, I know that up here, for the most part, most of the courses ended up closing this week. And I know we do have a 46-degree day still scheduled for Monday. A few of the South Suburban courses are telling us that they're going to be open. And so there are very limited places to play. Cog Hill will have 2 courses open for sure, course 1 and 3. And a reminder, if you want to play in some 35, 36-degree weather, on January 3rd, before the Bear-Packer game at Soldier Field, you can still sign up for the Eskimo Open. And this year, they might get to play it without any snow on the ground, and the temperature might be above freezing. So it's the first outing of 2021, and hopefully the weather will hold off enough so that there can be a little bigger field than normal.
Yeah, that's an event that I played 10 years in a row, way back when, with my brother. And my late brother Rich, and we played at Buffalo Grove at most of the time when we did it. And there was a year when I know that was 3-foot snowdrifts out there, and we were scraping the ice to set the ball down on it. So it's a lark to be sure, but the golf diehards come out for it. And if I was in Chicago, I'd probably do it again. It's always a lot of fun. I'm sure the Cog Hill will put on a good show over there for however many show up. I'm sure it'll be an exciting day.
Len, any other golf news you'd like to pass along from Florida due to the fact that it's starting to be that time of year that golfers from Chicago either head down to Florida for the holidays or for a couple of months to get out of January and February, and perhaps no year like this year or even early next year to get out of Illinois and head somewhere warm? And I know the golfers up here have enjoyed having a pretty much extended golf season. The weather has held long enough. We haven't had snow, so that people have been still outside playing golf here well into mid-December. But that is changing, and hopefully golfers will be able to head to the Sunshine State and play some golf in warmer weather.
Well, a big announcement today for our folks here in Florida. The LPGA came out with announced its schedule for 2021. And, boy, Florida's always had a place on that schedule. The LPGA having its headquarters in Daytona Beach. But the schedule is much more expanded for the women next year. The first three events, first of one coming on January 21st. The first three events of the season will be in Florida, and then the last two events of 2021 will be in Florida. So that's 5 of the 34 events on next year's expanded LPGA schedule will be in the Sunshine State. So I'm going to have a lot to see. It's going to be fun. I just hope that the spectator ban is lifted, the media availability is expanded back to normal, and we're in for some good golf here. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, Len, with that, we'll look forward to covering a variety of topics, including what's happening at Medina, and also some thoughts on last-minute Christmas gifts, holiday gifts, Hanukkah gifts for our Jewish friends. Also, we'll take a look at travel for 2021, as some people now are starting to already get the COVID-19 vaccine. I want to do congratulations to the Western Golf Association. You had to wonder if they were going to make any money on this year's BMW Championship, but came up close to almost $900,000 at a championship that didn't have any fans. So apparently there is some money for the scholars, and I'm sure if people can help out, they'd appreciate a little more generosity. And at the same time, they do have tickets on sale if you want to go see the BMW out near Baltimore, Maryland next year at Caves Valley.
Yeah, that was really an impressive showing that the WGA was able to help out the scholars, even though they couldn't have spectators in the tournament at Olympia Fields. But there's a lot of support for the WGA. They've done a great job for a long, long time. That scholarship, Evans Scholarship, started going out in 1930. So it's been a very, very successful charity and a very worthwhile one. And I'm glad that they were able to cope as well as they did with these extraordinary times in golf.
We're back next week for the series finale.